I've lived in Columbia, Missouri for 3.5 years now, but I was born and raised in Couch, a community in the Ozarks home to about 70 people. It's too small to even be called a town in good conscience. No gas station, no restaurant, no train tracks, just a couple of churches and a cemetery or two nestled behind the trees and brush. The plain green sign posted in front of the long derelict post office building is double-sided, as if you're already leaving as soon as you've arrived. When I tell people about life in Couch, surprise is the most common reaction. They're flabbergasted that my family lacks cable or internet, or that I have to stand on my roof just to send or receive text messages, or that for most of my childhood, our family telephone was on a party line with everyone else on our mile-long stretch of gravel road. They can't imagine having to drive 15 minutes just to get groceries, a half hour to the nearest Walmart, or a full hour just to get Chinese food. They're horrified to learn that when I ate pizza as a child, it was never delivery and most often DiGiorno. How did you live? A co-worker from St. Louis once asked me in disbelief. I just shrugged. I guess I never thought it was strange because it was all I knew. That said, though, I love living in a small town, and I think it's the disconnect from the world at large I love the most. It's just me, my family, and the cats, living out in the woods with no distractions to speak of. Granted, that isolation can be an inconvenience at times, but the peace is worth it to me. It's hard to explain it, though, because you can't truly understand what it's like to live in the middle of nowhere until you've actually done it. Living in Columbia has been interesting because I suddenly had access to everything I didn't have as a kid. I now have an unhealthy addiction to both the internet and cable TV. And it's fantastic having both a Walmart and a grocery store within walking distance of my house. But I still don't order delivery pizza. It just seems too easy, almost like cheating, since there are so many pizza places mere minutes away. As graduation draws nigh, I realize it's going to be hard giving up all the vices I've picked up during my time here. It's also going to be strange not having anything to do on a Saturday night, or being able to visit friends pretty much any time I want. But after 6 years of running myself ragged in school, I'm ready to slow down to a more leisurely pace. I'm ready to lie next to the wood stove with a good book in front of me and a cat perched on my shoulder purring into my ear. I'm ready to wake up in the morning and see deer in my backyard instead of houses and air conditioning units. I'm ready to get away from the sound of cars rushing up and down West Broadway from daybreak until dusk and beyond. It's time to go home.